From the KTMO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this local news update. Governor Bill Walker's veto of permanent fund dividend money will stand for now. Anchorage Superior Court Judge William F. Morris has denied Senator Bill Willikowski's motion seeking to reverse the veto. Willikowski is expected to appeal to the state Supreme Court. Anchorage Superior Court heard arguments in the case this morning. Anchorage Democrat argued that the governor's veto was unconstitutional. Governor's veto was a cost-saving measure that roughly halved the permanent fund dividends paid to Alaskans in October. A police officer's affidavit identifies the man accused of dangerously driving across Juneau on Saturday and swerving at police officers as the same man involved in the machete incident last week. Affidavit was submitted during grand jury proceedings on Wednesday. Officer Lee Phelps writes that Cecil Trent Yeasley's mother had brought her 23-year-old son to Bartlett Regional Hospital for a mental health evaluation. The mother told Phelps that Yeasley was the one who tossed a machete at officers during an earlier domestic disturbance on Thursday. He was tasered and taken into custody by officers. On Saturday, Yeasley and his mother fought for control of a vehicle as it traveled up and down Hospital Drive with her hanging onto the vehicle. After his mother was thrown from the vehicle, Yeasley allegedly led police officers on a pursuit across town and back. Yesterday, Yeasley was indicted by the grand jury on 4 felony charges of third-degree assault and 1 felony charge of second-degree assault. Charges are tied to the dangerous driving spree and aiming at authorities and his mother with the vehicle. With legal marijuana sales underway in Alaska, growers will soon be submitting their first tax payments to the state. For most businesses, that wouldn't be a problem. They'd just cut a check. But some banks are leery about dealing with pot businesses since marijuana remains illegal on the federal level. Carrie Kerrigan, executive director of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, thinks it will be an all-cash business in Alaska for now. Alaska's first authorized testing lab for recreational marijuana opened last month, followed by the first retail cannabis shops. In Alaska, growers are required to pay taxes on sales and transfers of marijuana. State expects to receive its first tax revenues this month. Riding state ferries will cost a little more this summer. The Alaska Marine Highway System plans its next round of fare increases to start May 1st. That's when the new summer schedule begins. Spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says it's the second year of a 5-year effort to equalize ticket prices. Monday was the 1-year anniversary of the discovery of a double murder in a West Juneau condo. Juneau Police Department has been investigating the case but has not named any suspects, made any arrests, or filed any charges in it. Lieutenant David Campbell, a department spokesman, says there has been progress, though.
We recognize that this is a big case for the community, that there's a lot of people that are very interested in it. It is very serious. It's high on our priority list.
Campbell noted there's no statute of limitation for murder. He said the department wants to make sure the case is handled right. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom.